A.
Doesn't know who they are voting for, while President Obama's approval rating has further south, 37%, and a new cuddle couple seating that could give new meaning to the Mile High Club. Do you believe in airlines doing
that? Yeah, baby.
This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Coast to coast, flyover states and beyond are all welcome to join the conversation, but you'll need a seatbelt because there are a lot of potholes all along the way this hour. Wow. First, America not happy and obviously undecided. So the Harris poll says two-thirds of Americans, or let's say 67%, because you understand that number better, have a negative opinion of the job President Obama is doing. So what does that mean? It means the coattails aren't all that steady, I guess, right? A negative opinion, just over one-third, so let me put it a different way, 37%, have a positive opinion. It's a downward trend, and it's now the lowest job approval rating of the entire presidency of Barack Obama's. Now, we know what a lot of this stems from is unemployment and what's happening financially. Of course, that's where a lot of this happens. And it's not surprising that 9 in 10 Republicans, so, do the math, 90%, and conservatives, 89%, give the job the president is doing the negative ratings. What might be surprising, though, is that one-third of the Democrats, that's 34%, and liberals with a capital L, 33% also give him regular ratings. 7 in 10 independents, that's 70%. 6 in 10 moderates, 60%. Do you like the way that works out? 6 and 10 equals 60%. So Americans who give the president the highest positive ratings are the people with postgraduate education, 48%. A college education, 47%. Check this out, too. I love this breakdown. People living in the West, 42%. And then you go to the other side of the spectrum, and almost three-quarters of those with a high school education or less, that's 72%, and two-thirds of the Midwest, 66%, and that's the same number for the South, give the president negative marks on his overall job. So it makes sense. The elitists give really high marks, and the super, super highly educated give good marks as well, while the people who are the lunch bucket type, the blue-collar workers, the truck drivers, the backbone of the country, they're having a lot of problems, and they're having a lot of problems swallowing what's going on. If you look at the unemployment numbers, a lot of those people would be affected. Even the construction jobs, remember the stimulus, some of the shovel jobs, so they were temporary. If you really start to think and flush it out, that makes complete sense. This is why you've also seen the president try to reach out to those people, because not for nothing, this is not lost on the people around President Obama who want to see him be reelected again. So there has to be a way, they think, I'm sure, to try to bridge whatever that gap is with regular American folks. That's it. But a lot of people are unhappy. So that being said, along the way, this time next week, we're going to be talking about election results starting to trickle in. So we really kick it in.
So much fun working together, they get the job.
Yeah, can we fix it? Are we living in a banana republic or what when it comes to election technology? That's where we start. So here's the deal. We can load music onto our iPods. We have Blu-ray technology that I don't even understand that allows me to watch movies from the internet when I'm sitting there on the couch off of the Wi-Fi. It's crazy. But a man in Craven County, New Bern, North Carolina, to be specific, wanted to vote straight Republican. You know, vote the ticket, his ticket. He came in, checked on the site where he hit it, you know, where you hit the screen, and it came up all Democrats. And then it came up again. So then he had to get help, and they had to kind of mess around with the machine, and they said, oh, the machine gets recalibrated. Oh, let's hope that doesn't happen again. In Clark County, am I being naive? In Clark County, which is in Nevada, a woman wanted to vote for Sharon Angle. That includes Las Vegas is in Clark County. But it came up Harry Reid already checked. It came up Harry Reid already checked again and again and again. She, too, needed help. Here's hoping for a clean election. I just don't get it. Yes, of course, there's going to be little ticky-tacky things that happen here or there, but there's too much of that. It doesn't make sense to me with what we know. And fair or foul, America, you be the judge. You don't have to prove you're a citizen to vote in Arizona. Let me explain what I mean by that. Okay, so in Arizona, they did this little thing where when you went to vote, you had to show your proof of citizenship. Basically, you know, driver's license. You had to have a driver's license, or you could have some other form of ID that would be considered a legal form of ID. Well, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the requirement that people show proof of citizenship to register to vote, right? So the split decision was by a 3-judge panel, isn't it all? Manny, Moe, and Jack determined that the requirement to show proof of citizenship passed by voters back in 2004 isn't consistent with the National Voter Registration Act. They said this is a no-go. Prop 200 specifically creates an additional hurdle. So said the judges, while the National Act is intended to reduce state-imposed obstacles to register. So the majority noted that Congress was well aware of the problem of voter fraud when it passed the Voter Act and built in sufficient protections, including applying perjury penalties to people who lie about their eligibility. Yeah, good luck catching them. The court determined Arizona's polling place photo identification requirement is a minimal burden and doesn't violate the Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment. The Attorney General Terry Goddard's office is still reviewing the decision, and they didn't comment. The Secretary of State, and this is in Arizona, Ken Bennett said he doesn't anticipate that the ruling will make any difference, actually, in voting next week anyway, since it was in place when registration closed October 4th. He said the state plans to appeal the ruling, adding he disagrees. The documentation sets up a barrier for registration. I think it's an outrage and a slap in the face of Arizonans who are concerned about the integrity of elections. My, oh, my, what integrity? You have to ask yourself that. All right, coming up next, a guy who should do himself a favor and turn to celibacy. Wait till you hear what happened to him this time.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Vedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
To kick a man when he's down, but he gets the award for the biggest nutball maybe of the decade. Charlie Sheen. Didn't you know I was going to pluck his name out? He was, and I don't care about movie stars, but we got to talk about this. He was hospitalized for a psychiatric evaluation after a woman called police to say he was throwing furniture and yelling in his room at the Plaza. This is, you know, in New York. Police were called to the room at 2 in the morning. He seemed a little bit intoxicated, a lot intoxicated. He was not arrested. They were thinking about it, but did not arrest him. And he went voluntarily, so that was the deal. He was taken to that hospital. They're trying to say he had an allergic reaction to medication, a wink, wink. But he was bombed. I mean, he was bombed. Come on, he was bombed. And he started drinking at about 8 o'clock, and then this mysterious woman called police for help from inside the bathroom in the room. The sources that I were reading about in the New York Post said that the woman in the room claimed that Sheen was acting irrationally and throwing all that stuff around. He told police he had been out partying. He flew into a rage when he noticed his wallet was missing after returning to his room. So, like a crazy rock star, how much damage? About $7,000 worth of damage. Yeah. He's still on that, what is it, Two Men and Whatever? Two Men and an Idiot show. But the hotel room was really wrecked. Tables and chairs were thrown around. The chandelier was damaged. And everybody's been talking about Charlie Sheen. It's just, you hate to say it, it's just not surprising. How many ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, whatever, you think of Denise Richards and the two daughters they had and what happened during that relationship and the craziness, and she said she was worried, and, so it's a good thing he does have 2.5 men to go back to, because he's going to need it to pay for all the damages. But also, just how he wiggles out of all the things. If you and I did half of what this guy did, we'd be in some jail somewhere. I don't care if it's minimum security and we were sitting around playing cards. We would be there. And it was just last year that he had a cop to the misdemeanor third degree assault after Christmas Day. His second wife called the police because she was worried because he had apparently a knife to her throat. And she called up 911 and said she was scared for her life. And that he threatened her. Wow. I just don't get it. I can't feel sorry for this guy because he's spoiled and pampered and privileged. He just has all this money and just trashes it and blows it. And like I said, he needs to be celibate for a while with all the crazy things that happen with him and various women, whether they're Heidi Fleiss folks, because remember, he was one of the people in the Heidi Fleiss thing. He had to testify about writing a check for one of her women, or whether it's whatever the wife of the year is. The guy is just not safe. He's not safe around himself, let alone any women. I don't understand. I'll tell you a quick personal story, true story. I was in Dallas. I was working for a big sports station, and I went down to the NBA All-Star game. It was in San Antonio, and I was pretty new to Texas. Hadn't really been very many places in Texas at all. So San Antonio, of course, was a very cool place, but it was crowded beyond belief, just bulging with people all over the place with the Riverwalk and everything else. But I was in the media, so I had the media access. And there was a private party for some of the movie stars, like Bruce Willis was with Demi Moore still at the time, and Planet Hollywoods were big, so they had a brand new spanking, opening of this Planet Hollywood. And Demi Moore and Bruce Willis were there, and there were a bunch of other uber-famous people, and Charlie Sheen was there, and somebody introduced, because it was just the celebrities and then a few other people, and maybe 100 people or so in this whole thing. They shut it down. And Charlie Sheen was there, and someone introduced me to him, and, seemed like a nice guy, but totally intoxicated, smoking. I've never seen anyone smoke this much. I thought he was going to catch on fire like a chimney, smoking a million cigarettes. And he just was like, "How do you do?" And he's sitting at his table and it was just the craziest thing to watch while one woman after another kind of paraded around him. So anyway, you have to think that Martin Sheen and the rest of his family probably pulling their hair out when they find out about whatever the latest shenanigan is. So he gets our blunder. I mean, he gets our blunder hands down of the decade, because it would take us all show to just relive what crazy things this guy has done. I want to jump to this quickly, too. Many of you may be listening to me, barely, because there's down power lines, there's this bizarre cold spell, you got snapped trees, and you have umbrellas that were just massacred when you went out. A wind machine, a monster wind and rainstorm. In Chicago, about 220,000 houses and businesses, they're dark, man, and some of them are still dark. I have family that live there, and they say they're dark. There's about 12 suspected twisters that flew across the Midwest and then is now moving into the Northeast, too, as well. Do you know that this stretched as far as Mississippi? And in some places it weakened, but in others it didn't. I also talked to a friend in Buffalo, and she said it was crazy. She's never seen anything like it. It was just, 35, 40-mile-an-hour winds. You couldn't really even, you're walking like sideways to go to your car. And that same thing was in Pittsburgh and Charleston, West Virginia, and Knoxville, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama, all of those places. And it's just a question of how bad the gusts were. Even at one point, there were people that were saying, and this is in the Midwest, they were saying they were like 80 mile an hour. 80 mile an hour. That's how do you withstand that? That's like a commercial where you're standing there and you're strapped to something and they turn on the biggest fans possible. Almost like a movie set when they're trying to simulate wind, you know? That's crazy. So, of course, the mothership, I'm so worried about the mothership being intact. The powerful Genesis Communications Network. I mean, how is our system doing at GCN? And we, of course, have our technical man on the scene. That would be Matt Johnson. Matt, I'm sure you had to batten the hatches there. You were probably getting blown away when you run in and out of the studio. I'm certain of it.
Yeah, we have 30 to 40 mile an hour winds right now. And thankfully where we are at in the studio, we do have backup power and things like that in the case the power does go down. So the show will still go on. However, I just got some texts from some people that the power is out around the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. So people are without power right now in the Midwest.
Ooh, no power. Amazingly, no deaths were reported. The most serious injury that I heard of throughout the day, I was checking all over the place, was one woman was impaled, sadly, by a tree branch. It went through her car. But she's in fair condition, thank goodness. There's damaged houses, and you heard Matt say the power out, that's a big deal. And whether a tornado stormed through and nailed a house or two, that happened in a bunch of places. Some people lost roofs. They were literally just ripped off of the top, just ripped off the top like someone was taking a can opener and pulling them away. So someone unthinkable weather out there in Wisconsin and Ohio and Illinois. Certainly not a regular day, to say the least, with all these twisters and what people were dealing with. And then even the severe thunderstorms and the fact that it was just so cold, that weird cold, bone-chilling weather that you get. About 500 flights actually were canceled at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, which is, of course, a big hub for American and also United Airlines, too, as well. Coming up, we're going to kick around the midterms with author, screenwriter, and opinionated Andrew Clavin.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower.
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently.
Like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims.
And we can back up every one.
Go to QuickEdge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at QuickEdge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, so we're hoping to catch up with Andrew Klavan, but in the meantime, there's a slew of things that we haven't even touched yet. I talked about the horrible weather all over the Midwest. Parts of the South are getting it. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. It's tornado, 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 tornado. You see it in all the local news. I'm sure many of you have been riveted by it. And you can't help it because somebody calls you and your cousin over in the next county said, we think we saw a twister and it might be coming your way. And then somebody captures it on a flip video or their cell phone and you just gasp when you see it. And, of course, people are freezing in some areas and you have 80-mile-an-hour winds. Don't even try to put up an umbrella if you have 80-mile-an-hour winds. Because I don't care what the umbrella is. It is no way is it going to withstand that. Is that the worst thing that happens when you're walking down the street and that umbrella goes inside out? Oh, terrible. Trying to walk from the grocery store to your car, and it's almost like a little mini flood anyway. And then you're messing around with groceries, and you've got this umbrella that goes inside out. Yeah, forget it. That's when you get one of those really good rain ponchos, because at least it can bounce off of you a little bit. That's kind of the idea. It's supposed to bounce off of you. Because the umbrella thing, yeah, that's just not going to work. This time, next week, we're going to be talking about the election and maybe some of the election results. I think there may be some that are way too close to call. A lot of people freaking out now, at least on the Republican side of things, because in Nevada, which so many eyes are on this one right now, Sharon Engel leads longtime Senator Harry Reid by at least 4 points. So now that's kind of come full circle. She's ahead at this point. Wow. She's ahead. We got some other things to talk about when it comes to giveaways or some free swag. If you get involved with Harry Reid, I'll explain in a second. But before we do that, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Did you hear that weather? Isn't that crazy? 80-mile-an-hour winds, no joke. That's insane.
And in some parts of Western Canada, like where your other Canadian friend calls from Saskatchewan, they're getting snow.
Wow.
And up here,
snow.
Like, yeah. And up around, and here, and like in northern New York, and you know, it's like 65, 70 degrees. I went out for lunch today and met, you know, and met Julie, and I was walking just in a windbreaker, no heavy coat, no nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, go figure.
Go figure.
Yeah. And well, we're talking. I met a couple of other friends, and you brought up the midterm elections. They're going to be following some southern states because. Yeah, the trade with Canada, you know, are they going to be like the, you know, time to circle the wagons, are they going to close the doors type thing? So that's why, you know, I always mention that I'm following the New York State gubernatorial race, senatorial race. I'm following Connecticut just because of, you know, Linda McMahon, even though I don't think she has a prayer.
Not now, because Richard Blumenthal is really starting to pull away. But, yeah. You know, what happens when somebody goes to vote? If one-third of the country is undecided,
right.
Ooh, that's tough to call, I think, in some cases.
Right, and Sharon Engel, again, she said, you know, she's sort of like, she's not being anti-Canadian. She's sort of like saying, it's nice to trade with Canada, but don't trade as much. At least that's my understanding from, you know, the speeches I've heard that she's given, and one of Julie's friends has a satellite dish, and they were talking about what's going, you know, and they get stations from Boston, the seats in Massachusetts are also getting down and dirty.
Sure, but, yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, next thing you know, who knows what they're going to say in Massachusetts, whether they're a Red Sox fan or not, who knows, you know.
And who knows?
And I even spoke to our favorite rabbinical person.
And what did Stephen say?
Okay, some of his, some of his American friends are following midterm elections, but in their own states, like where they came from originally, whether it be New York, New Jersey, Ohio, and some of them, they want to know, what they're emailing their relatives, what's their stand on Israel, that type of thing. I'm thinking, and then Steve's asking, I know Uncle Sammy, oh, you care about, what's their trade with Canada and stuff like that. I said, you know me better than your father knows me. He goes, yeah, but that's besides the point.
But, there you go.
Yeah, some friends are going to be following it. And, he does have friends from California. And I didn't, I know Jerry is running for governor again. Under law, he's allowed to run again even though he served two.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can do that. You can step away and for however long of a period. That was the 70s, and so
right.
Here we are decades later.
Okay.
And he can come back to the table, yes.
So that means if Arnold wants to, he could take
off.
Yeah,
but I don't see that. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You know what Arnold wants? He wants to be president, but he can't be right now.
No, I know. Under your law, he can't. And besides, I don't think a lot of people would vote for him.
Not now. Not now, I don't think.
I don't think so either. And, of course, Steve and I, we talked about, besides the midterm elections, talked about Israel. And, of course, we also talked about, about his Cowboys. Because he's also a Cowboy fan.
Wow. How does he grows up in Canada, lives in Israel. How does he get the Cowboys as his team?
Because don't forget, we boarded, so that means we watched, a lot of NFL football.
Oh, there you go.
Right. So and he's also still an Alouette fan. Well, his first team is the Alouettes, and in baseball it's the Atlanta Braves. And I said, thank God for the Internet. He goes, yeah. So he was able to, so when he got up early this morning, he was able to watch the tail end of the game. He said, ouch. That's all he had to say about the game last night was ouch.
Yeah, there you go. It was. It was an ouch game. There isn't much more to say about it. Tony Romo's out. The Cowboys are 1-5. They're not looking good.
Right. And by the way, my prediction, I know, sorry to hear about your Phillies. My prediction, Giants in 7.
Wow. My prediction is Rangers in 6. Sam, we'll see. Thanks for the call.
Okay, take care.
Opposite sides of that. Let's slide on to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hey, I'll make this quick. I heard a little something a couple of days ago. There's Peter DeFazio and our good friend from Iowa, I think it is, Mr. Tom Harkin, have come up with a bill that they're going to put through right after the election, lame duck session, and there's going to be a 1% charge on every financial transaction that you and I made.
I know.
You heard about that?
Yes, it's ridiculous. We talked about it in a previous show. Even Mark in New York called in. He was fuming about that.
I mean, whether you cash a check or you have direct deposit, they're going to dip their hands in our pockets. I think it's time for a revolution. Forget voting. Let's just take our guns and go get the suckers. Anyway,
I hope that doesn't happen. Thank
you. Yeah, well,
that's
hypothetical. I know.
I hope the 1% thing doesn't happen. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. I mean, they're trying to get us coming and going.
Listen, we're
squeezed from all ends. What do you want from people? What do you want them to? How much are they supposed to give? This is insane. I mean, I wonder why charities are having such a hard time. Nobody has any money to give to charities anymore. Thanks, Dan.
You bet.
And it's true. That's what they're talking about. Any transaction, the financial transaction. So anything you do at your bank. Like you take your checks and you deposit your checks, you write checks, you know, the checks go through. And so imagine a business too, how many transactions they have. Just insane. All right, this is crazy too. There was a guy named John Fund who wrote, and we're trying to have him on. He wrote a book called Stealing Elections, How Voter Fraud Threatens Our Democracy. And he went through a couple of different things. He talked specifically about South Dakota and what happened in 2004, saying that there were people were walking around that were telling other people, if you go and vote, we'll give you gas money, like 10 bucks or whatever, and even a pack of cigarettes. Now in Las Vegas, the phones are blowing up at the election hotline that some teachers' union reps are offering Starbucks cards to people who get them to vote for Harry Reid. So, you know, who knows how much truth there is into it or not, but those messages are being left. I mean, is it possible that we're seeing this? I mean, do you think we've never seen this before? Remember, in 2008, there were those two workers in Milwaukee who were accused of offering prepaid gasoline cards or restaurant gift cards to people in exchange for registration. That was what that was about. So it gets even deeper than that. It was a couple of days ago, the Democratic Secretary of State announced that voters would get free food at voter turnout events, okay? Well, you know, there I think you're probably safe. But the free food and now talking about teachers' unions offering gift cards in return again for a vote for Reid, of course you would have to prove that to be able to nail this shut, right? And like everywhere else, I mean, clearly it would be illegal if you were able to say that the dirty tricks are beyond the dirty tricks. There's a law in Nevada, it's NRS 293-700, that says a person who bribes, offers to bribe, or use and other corrupt means, directly or indirectly, to influence any elector in giving his or her vote to deter the elector. Sounds nonsensical, doesn't it? From giving it, it's guilty of a Category D felony and shall be punished as provided in this Nevada law. It would be, like I said, it'd be pretty tough to prove and then to trace it all the way back. But it does make you wonder. There are some kind of crazy things certainly happening all over the place. We can count around the bend.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Sad news first. Sometimes we like to keep We Can Count pretty light, but you need to know what's going on in Indonesia. About 112 people are dead. The good news is it could have been much worse. More than 500 people are missing, and we're talking 7.7, baby. That's the biggest fear of the people in California anywhere, either in the north by San Francisco or in the south by Los Angeles. So you got relief organizations who are in massive search mode. And this earthquake struck off Sumatra and it triggered a tsunami, and that's what happened. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, that can be so busy, especially this time of year, said the quake generated a significant tsunami. And so many of the missing people who aren't accounted for were running for higher ground. Because that's what you do. I mean, that's what you do. What are you going to do? You're just running to try to get to the highest point that you can get to. And some of them, unfortunately, were swallowed by a giant wave, about 20 feet high, it was reported. 20 feet high. Whew. Had a village with a population of about 200 people swept away. Only 40 people recovered. 9 Australians that were on a tourist boat had been feared missing were actually, this is a silver lining, confirmed to be safe and sound. That's the good news, because immediately there was massive panic over that. You know, it's a weird thing. It's the timing deal with tsunamis or earthquakes. Of course it is, because you can't predict always, and there's not a lot of time. There's not a great way to predict that from happening, and you know that the tsunami can follow. Sometimes there'll be reports of divers who are behind the tsunami and they're fine. So they can, that's all going on above them, and they have no idea. They know something's going on. They feel it in the water, but they're far enough away from all of that that they don't, they're not hit by it. And then when they, of course, come up, they see when they go to shore what's actually gone on. So the number of dead people and injured are kind of iffy now, because you've got information just trickling in from those remote villages. You have a country that's made up of islands, and which island is the hardest hit? One of the islands that's pretty popular for surfing, they think, might have got slammed the worst, and there could be some Americans and other Westerners and stuff, that the other people, rather, that were out there. So this is, once again, I mean, here we see an earthquake and the devastation, and then what happens afterwards, and you had tremors, and 7.7 is pretty tough. A 7.7 would be devastating in California. I mean, absolutely devastating. There was a company, a surf travel company, that said they had 32 clients in the area of where it hit, and they described the wave as that 10 feet I said, and how it washed through a bay where two boats with clients on board were docked. One boat hit the other one. That caught on fire. The guests jumped overboard. 9 guests, 5 crew members washed into the jungle, and it took them about an hour to make their way to safety. That's the amazing thing, though, that they were safe. They had, you know, minor scratches, and some of them, I guess, had smoke inhalation, but that's it. So they got picked up by another boat. That's the odd thing. It's just the timing and where you are and all that sort of stuff. So certainly our hearts go out to those people who are dealing with the loss of life and trying to find people and all that uncertainty that goes with it. This scares me to death when I hear these stories. I read a story today about a dog who was x-rayed, and it showed that he had 31 nails in his stomach, inside his stomach. So he swallowed the nails. Anybody out there listening to me, you have a pet, you have a dog, and you just don't know, like my dog's that way. And the dog that swallowed all the nails was a basset hound, and apparently seemed like it had some kind of a stomach ache. And what it turned out to be was, okay, like a shark, and let's open her up. And when we open her up, guess what the pooch has? Of course, nails, a rabies tag, some house siding. That's kind of like my dog Mahalo. He eats anything and everything. He's in good shape, but I always say, like, it's, we don't know. He's like a, when he's walking, it's like a minefield. You don't know what he might possibly get to fast, and then you have no time to get it away from him. And a basset hound, you think of those basset hounds with those big droopy ears and those little bodies, and wow, 31 nails. Pretty wild, I think pretty frightening stuff. Just thought that was a crazy story that some of you could relate to. All right. Also, as we continue here on, we can count onto some other things I think that you'll find of interest is what is going on with these nooks now and the bigger, badder color that they're unveiling. It's just more ways to charge you, I think. I don't even have a nook yet. I don't have any people listening have a nook. Some people swear by them. But they've got now, Barnes & Noble has a color nook with a touch screen. And they're saying that this new version is going to sell for $249. They're going to start shipping on November 19th. They do that whole pre-order thing. They've got nooks now, but the new one, the current one they have, has a 3G network connection. So the new one won't have that. It will only be able to get online through Wi-Fi. Ooh, I don't know if that'd be worth it. Because actually the ones they currently have, since you can get it, you could get it basically anywhere. It's also cheaper. It's not $249. But the color is pretty amazing. I mean, if you know, you think black and white and what the ink looks like and the whole backlight thing. Because if you're going to read it and you're somewhere where there's low lighting and all that other sort of stuff, I guess that would play into it. So it'd be much easier to peruse whatever, you know, whatever was up there, and instead of trying to strain those eyes. However, I've seen the original Nook, and I think it's pretty good if you're going to go that way. I still am old school about the book thing, though. I mean, I get it. I get the Nook, and I'm sure I'm going to have to jump in that direction. But and the fact that you can download all those books, you're sitting somewhere, and you can just be wherever and download for nothing, for however many dollars it costs, $3, $2, $5, and maybe there's more expensive stuff. But that's pretty... I mean, that's pretty convenient, right? So it's the convenience thing that eventually wins out if you're old school. You just finally give up and say, yeah, I've been dragging these big books along. This is a good one for you. About 7,000 festival goers set a Guinness World Record. You know what they did? They logged onto Facebook. Yeah, they succeeded in racking up about 7,000 tags on a panoramic crowd photo that captured about 70,000 people. And Guinness confirmed it, that at the Glastonbury Festival, they hold the record. Multiple high-res photos snapped from the pyramid stage, this happened back in June, were stitched together, and it created one giant photograph. Then they were able to zoom in close enough to identify people in the crowd and tag themselves and their friends. You know, tagging is the way you identify someone in a photo posted online. And usually they use it on Facebook. And the Glastonbury Festival is pretty well known. It's a very, very popular event in England, and it attracts some of the best music groups. And this year it was headlined by Gorilla, and also Stevie Wonder made a surprise appearance, too, I guess, at the festival. Gorilla. I never heard of Gorilla. Oh, man. That's when you know you're getting old, when you thought you kept up with music and you have no idea. I'm sort of thinking that it's Gorillas, but I could be wrong about that. I've heard of Gorillas, but not Gorilla singular. And this is the last we can count. I think you'll find this interesting, and it's about McDonald's. Do you ever go to the Golden Arches anymore? You know, I have to confess, I try to stay away from fast food, even though I think if I have a burning desire for something, it's like the Chick-fil-A sandwiches. I like those sandwiches. Anyway, McDonald's, here's what the deal is on McDonald's. Now they are saying at McDonald's, because they're offering more fresh fruits and vegetables and all that sort of stuff, they're trying to put every calorie they can, all the nutrients, all that sort of stuff, on all of the food, so that when you go in, just like other fast food places, and they already do this, you're going to be able to know what every single calorie is, where it goes, who it's attached to. You're going to go fast food if you just want to plow through it. I don't want to know the calories. Do you?